Each of us depended upon the others for our lives. This was the case in the infantry, too, but with only 11 men to rely upon, cooperation became the ground on which we all stood or fell. We did not necessarily like one another. We had different goals in life and different ways of attaining them. All of us had volunteered to be where we were, but none of us had known one another when we volunteered. I volunteered for the special forces, not for duty with particular individuals. Individuals in the Army are replaceable. My A-team required different positions, such as light weapons non-commissioned officer, communications non-commissioned officer, medic, and executive officer. These positions were filled by individuals, but the individuals were not as important to the Army as their functions. Their functions were very important. We worked together closely because our mission and our lives depended upon our cooperation. But our common bonds were our mission and survival. They were the reasons we cooperated. The workplace is like that too. Your immediate survival does not depend upon cooperating with team members, but your common goals bring you together and keep you together. You need to pay your rent, mortgage, buy food, and support your family. Your company needs to sell its products or services, and you are trained to do one of its jobs. That training requires you to cooperate with other employees. Even if you work mostly alone, you need to communicate and coordinate your activities. You did not know your fellow employees, or most of them anyway, before you began work, and you probably did not know your employer. Whether or not you actually like all of your colleagues is irrelevant to your need to cooperate, because your common needs and objectives are the glue that keeps you together. Without that, you may or may not choose to continue the associations that your work requires. Schools are like that also. You did not know most, or any, of your classmates when you enrolled. You have your objectives, and they have theirs. The school has its objective also, and the jobs of teachers, administrators, and maintenance people depend upon accomplishing it. You are all in the same building or on the same campus and cooperating enough to accomplish your separate goals. The people you meet share your goals. They want an education, or they want to provide one. That is the tie that binds you to each other. When you graduate, you may keep in touch with some of them, or you may not. Every collective endeavor is like this. Individuals assemble in the service of a common goal and cooperate to accomplish it. They come together to elect a representative, senator, or president. They combine their creativity to protect forest or profit from them. They form neighborhood groups and professional associations. When their common goal has been gained or lost, they separate. The campaign team disbands after the election, or the professional person changes careers and joins another association, or children graduate, and their parents no longer volunteer for school committees.